1 Maccabees, chapter 5. And it came to pass, when the Gentiles round about heard that the altar was built, and the sanctuary dedicated as aforetime, they were exceedingly angry. And they took counsel to destroy the race of Jacob that was in the midst of them, and they began to kill and destroy amongst the people. And Judas fought against the children of Esau in Edomir at Akrabatene, because they besieged Israel, and he struck them with a great slaughter, and brought down their pride, and took their spoils. And he remembered the wickedness of the children of Beon, who were to the people a snare and a stumbling block, lying in wait for them in the ways. And they were shut up by him in the towers, and he encamped against them, and destroyed them utterly, and burnt with fire the towers of the place, with all that were therein. And he passed over to the children of Ammon, and found a mighty band, and much people, with Timotheus for their leader. And he fought many battles with them, and they were discomfited before his face, and he struck them, and got possession of Jazer, and the villages thereof, and returned again into Judea. And the Gentiles that were in Gilead gathered themselves together against the Israelites that were on their borders, to destroy them. And they fled to the stronghold of Dathama, and sent letters to Judas and his kindred, saying, The Gentiles that are round about us are gathered together against us to destroy us, and they are preparing to come and get possession of the stronghold whereunto we are fled for refuge, and Timotheus is the leader of their army. Now therefore come and deliver us from their hand, for many of us are fallen. And all our kindred that were in the land of Tubias have been put to death, and they have carried into captivity their wives and their children and their stuff, and they destroyed there about 1,000 men. While the letters were yet reading, behold, there came other messengers from Galilee with their clothes torn, bringing a report after this wise, saying, that there were gathered together against them those of Ptolemais, and of Tyre, and of Sidon, and all Galilee of the Gentiles to consume them. Now when Judas and the people heard these words, there assembled together a great congregation, to consult what they should do for their kindred, that were in suffering, and were assaulted of them. And Judas said to Simon his brother, Choose you out men, and go and deliver your kindred that are in Galilee, but I and Jonathan my brother will go into the land of Gilead. And he left Joseph the son of Zacharias, and Azarias, as leaders of the people, with the remnant of the army, in Judea, for to keep it. And he gave commandment to them, saying, Take you degree the charge of this people, and fight no battle with the Gentiles until that we come again. And to Simon were divided 3,000 men to go into Galilee, but to Judas 8,000 men to go into the land of Gilead. And Simon went into Galilee, and fought many battles with the Gentiles, and the Gentiles were discomfited before him. And he pursued them to the gate of Ptolemais, and there fell of the Gentiles about 3,000 men, and he took their spoils. And they took to them those that were in Galilee, and in Arbata, with their wives and their children, and all that they had, and brought them into Judea with great gladness. And Judas Maccabeus and his brother Jonathan passed over Jordan, and went 3 days' journey in the wilderness, and they met with the Nabatheans, and these met them in a peaceful manner, and told them all things that had befallen their kindred in the land of Gilead, and how that many of them were shut up in Bosorah, and Bosor, and Elema, Casphor, Macht, and Carnaim, all these cities are strong and great, and how that they were shut up in the rest of the cities of the land of Gilead, and that tomorrow they have appointed to encamp against the strongholds, and to take them, and to destroy all these men in 1 day. And Judas and his army turned suddenly by the way of the wilderness to Bosorah, and he took the city, and killed all the males with the edge of the sword, and took all their spoils, and burnt the city with fire. And he removed from thence by night, and went till he came to the stronghold. And the morning came, and they lifted up their eyes, and, behold, much people which could not be counted, bearing ladders and engines of war, to take the stronghold, and they were fighting against them. And Judas saw that the battle was begun, and that the cry of the city went up to heaven, with trumpets and a great sound, and he said to the men of his army, Fight this day for your kindred. And he went forth behind them in 3 companies, and they sounded with their trumpets, and cried out in prayer. And the army of Timotheus perceived that it was Maccabeus, and they fled from before him, and he struck them with a great slaughter, and there fell of them on that day about 8,000 men. And he turned away to Mizpah and fought against it, and took it, and killed all the males thereof, and took the spoils thereof, and burnt it with fire. From thence he removed, and took Casphor, Macht, Bosor, and the other cities of the land of Gilead. Now after these things Timotheus gathered another army, and encamped near Raphan beyond the brook. And Judas sent men to spy on the army, and they brought him word, saying, All the Gentiles that are around us are gathered together to them, an exceedingly great army. And they have hired Arabians to help them, and are encamping beyond the brook, ready to come against you to battle. And Judas went to meet them. And Timotheus said to the captains of his army, When Judas and his army drew near to the brook of water, if he pass over first to us, we shall not be able to withstand him, for he will mightily prevail against us, but if he be afraid, and encamp beyond the river, we will cross over to him, and prevail against him. Now when Judas came near to the brook of water, he caused the scribes of the people to remain by the brook, and gave commandment to them, saying, Suffer no man to encamp, but let all come to the battle. And he crossed over the first against them, and all the people after him, and all the Gentiles were discomfited before his face, and cast away their arms, and fled to the temple at Carnaim. And they took the city, and burnt the temple with fire, together with all that were therein. And Carnaim was subdued, neither could they stand any longer before the face of Judas. And Judas gathered together all Israel, those who were in the land of Gilead, from the least to the greatest, and their wives, and their children, and their stuff, an exceedingly great army, that they might come into the land of Judah. And they came as far as Ephron, and this same city was great, and it was in the way as they should go, exceedingly strong, they could not turn away from it on the right hand or on the left, but must needs pass through the midst of it. And they of the city shut them out, and stopped up the gates with stones. And Judas sent to them with words of peace, saying, We will pass through your land to go into our own land, and none shall do you any hurt, we will only pass by on our feet. And they would not open to him. And Judas commanded proclamation to be made in the army, that each man should encamp in the place where he was. And the men of the army encamped, and fought against the city all that day and all that night, and the city was delivered into his hands, and he destroyed all the males with the edge of the sword, and razed the city, and took the spoils thereof, and passed through the city over those who were slain. And they went over Jordan into the great plain near Bethshan. And Judas gathered together those that lagged behind, and encouraged the people all the way through, until he came into the land of Judah. And they went up to Mount Sion with gladness and joy, and offered whole burnt offerings, because not so much as one of them was slain until they returned in peace. And in the days when Judas and Jonathan were in the land of Gilead, and Simon his brother in Galilee before Ptolemies, Joseph the son of Zacharias, and Azarias, rulers of the army, heard of their exploits and of the war, what things they had done, and they said, Let's also get us a name, and let's go fight against the Gentiles that are around us. And they gave charge to the men of the army that was with them, and went towards Jamnia. And Gorgias and his men came out of the city to meet them in battle. And Joseph and Azarias were put to flight, and were pursued to the borders of Judea, and there fell on that day of the people of Israel about 2,000 men. And there was a great overthrow amongst the people, because they didn't listen to Judas and his kindred, thinking to do some exploit. But they were not of the seed of those men, by whose hand deliverance was given to Israel. And the man Judas and his kindred were glorified exceedingly in the sight of all Israel, and of all the Gentiles, wherever their name was heard of, and men gathered together to them, acclaiming them. And Judas and his kindred went forth, and fought against the children of Esau in the land towards the south, and he struck Hebron and the villages thereof, and pulled down the strongholds thereof, and burnt the towers thereof round about. And he removed to go into the land of the Philistines, and he went through Samaria. In that day certain priests, desiring to do exploits there, were slain in battle, when as he went out to battle unadvisedly. And Judas turned towards Azotus, to the land of the Philistines, and pulled down their altars, and burnt the carved images of their gods with fire, and took the plunder of their cities, and returned into the land of Judah.